What do you get when you mix the pharmaceutical industry with the profit motive? Something good or something evil?
I think there are people who are truly evil who don't care about human life as long as they get their money.
At this rally in downtown Los Angeles, protesters sounded off against the role of profits in the healthcare industry.
Healthcare, just like firefighting or schools, should not be a profit-making adventure.
All the corporations want to do is cheat to win. That's not the great American way. The great American way is where we know there are rules of the game, we play within the rules, and the best one wins.
Good point. Drug companies hire armies of lobbyists to bend the rules in their favor, and that is a lot like cheating. But many protesters seem to be offended by the very idea of profit.
It's disgusting. There should be no profit in healthcare.
And what do you say to people who think that profits are a good thing, that it drives innovation?
Well, I don't know. You can see people eating out of garbage cans over here and see how that makes you feel. I mean, it's kind of sick.
So all I could say to that protester is take it out of politics. I get passionate because it's like, go if you want to protest, go protest on, why don't you do a three-day breast cancer walk and raise money?
Dave Christensen is a construction superintendent who lives in San Diego with his wife and two daughters.
I was riding my bike a lot, training, surfing, and riding. But I really was starting to get a passion for cycling and being, you know, the competitive juices were flowing. I've always been that type of a guy.
But Christensen realized something strange. He was training hard, but he wasn't improving.
I was riding bikes a lot and training, and I just get slower and slower and weaker and tired. And what's this mass on my throat? And I better work harder. I start riding at night with lights on. I'm getting slower.
Soon after, his doctor would tell him why he was getting slower.
And he said, okay, you have cancer. And so at first, right away, I was like, you're overwhelmed. And then I started to cry. You know, I was like, holy cow.
Christensen would have to endure chemotherapy. His cancer, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, was growing fast. He told his daughter he was going to survive it.
I'm really close with my dad. And it was, like, really hard. I don't know, you picture your dad when you're little, like, could never get sick.
Eventually, Christensen's grief transformed into something else.
I started to get mad, and I basically told myself, cancer, you picked the wrong person.
He drew inspiration from Lance Armstrong, cyclist and cancer survivor.
I can't ride my bike as fast as Lance, but if he can kick cancer's butt, I can kick cancer's butt.
But is America the best place to kick cancer's butt?
Every other democracy in the world has a healthcare system that covers everybody, and we don't.
America is the only industrialized country that doesn't have a national health plan.
After all, we're often reminded of how unusual America is.
All of the modern industrial nations have some sort of universal healthcare program, Britain, Canada.
The message? Unlike compassionate Canada, America is a cruel land where profits come before people.
Saying that fundamentally misunderstands what the function of profit is. The profit mechanism is a great motivator.
Nadim Esmail of Canada's Fraser Institute.
When you have a system like Canada's where you're controlling the price of patented drugs, where you're restricting access to medical technologies in order to control costs, you're really not creating a marketplace where a company can come in and sell their innovation at a profit, which then encourages them to make more innovation.
I have no sympathy for the drug companies. They make a ridiculous amount of money.
But even some doctors, like this family physician who attended the LA rally, scoff at what the profit motive has helped produce.
They haven't really done anything innovative in the last 20 or 30 years as well. The last truly innovative drug was Prozac.
But wouldn't the drug companies point to things like cholesterol-lowering drugs or HIV drugs, stents?
Those are innovative drugs, and there is a role for them.
Look at where recent innovations have come from. And many of the most important innovations of our generation, MRIs, CT scans, and cholesterol-lowering statins, were all developed in America. Same for the innovation that's most important to the Christensen family.
And it's called Rituxan.
Although it was still in clinical trials at the time, Christensen's oncologist added the promising new drug to his treatment regimen.
I feel Rituxan saved my life.
Christensen's cancer is in remission thanks to his positive attitude, his oncologist, and Rituxan, which was created by a San Diego-based biotech company.
In a way, we're very much free riding in Canada on the innovation in the United States, allowing American healthcare consumers to fund all of the innovation and then buying it up here for Canada.
Why can Canada keep drug prices artificially low? Because the pharmaceutical companies know that they can make a profit in the United States.
This is why you, for the most part, don't see drug companies doing their innovative work in foreign markets.
It used to be different, says Joe Panetta, president of the biotech association Biocom.
Most of the innovative drugs 20 years ago were developed in Europe. They weren't developed here. But with the greater nationalization of healthcare in Europe and with price controls being placed on drugs, drug companies, for the most part, have moved to the U.S.
That means Americans usually get new drugs faster than patients in nations like Canada.
You have cancer, you want to be in the United States.
And better access means Americans have a better shot of surviving horrible diseases.
It's a form of predatory capitalism on the expense of those who are sick and dying.
It's all about profit, it's all about money.
But many complain about high profits and the high price of prescription drugs.
There's a lot of people that are around and available to complain about the high price of the prescription drugs because of those prescription drugs.
We went to this biotech conference to find out why new drugs cost so much.
When 9 out of 10 things fail, the one that does succeed, you have to be able to make money on it, otherwise you can't fund the other 9 failures.
The average drug that hits the market takes about 12 to 15 years of development, about $1 billion. They have to recuperate all that money spent.
Presentations are given by reps from small biotech companies hoping to find investors for emerging medical innovations that would treat conditions like diabetes and heart disease.
If the money is not there to drive innovation, that innovation will not appear.
Developing a medical innovation is every bit as grueling as training for the Tour de France. Yet we're not outraged when Lance Armstrong makes millions. But somehow it's offensive if people get rich making life-saving drugs?
Dave Christensen, cancer survivor, glad to be here.
For all those whose lives may one day be saved by future innovation, let's hope America isn't shamed into following the lead of the rest of the world.
It's disgusting. There should be no profit in healthcare.
Drug makers who take big risks may make big profits, but I say good for them. In fact, if they're saving lives, I hope they make a killing. For Reason TV, I'm Nick Gillespie.
You're the best friend.